The World This Week, Politics. President Joe Biden banned the import of Russian oil, gas and coal to the United States. Britain said it would phase out Russian oil imports by the end of the year. The EU, which is more dependent on Russian fuel, moved to reduce Russian gas imports by two-thirds. Russia warned it may retaliate by switching off its main gas pipeline to Europe. Other countries sent weapons to help Ukraine defend itself, including anti-aircraft and anti-tank rockets. Poland and America disagreed publicly over the supply of fighter jets. America has suggested that Poland send some of its old MiGs. Poland offered instead to give them to America so that it could hand them over to Ukraine. America said this would risk dragging NATO into a direct conflict with Russia. Mr. Putin cranked up repression at home. Anyone in Russia who calls his war a war risks 15 years in jail. The last independent TV channel and radio station were closed. Even so, anti-war protests erupted in several cities. Thousands of protesters have been arrested. Many were beaten and abused. Polls suggested that fewer Russians now believe Mr. Putin's story that he is protecting Ukrainians from a Nazi regime. Support for the war fell sharply as real news swept into Russia via the internet. The White House's top advisor on Latin America met Venezuela's dictator, Nicolas Maduro. It was the first high-level meeting between the two governments in years. America imposed sanctions on Venezuelan oil in 2019. It now wants to loosen Venezuela's alliance with Russia and explore conditions under which it might buy oil from Venezuela to offset the boycotts of Russian exports. Venezuela released two imprisoned Americans. Britain, France and Germany, which have been negotiating along with America, China and Russia to revive a deal that would curb Iran's nuclear ambitions, urged Russia not to add conditions that would make it harder to clinch an accord, which is said to be close. Russia wants to include a clause that would exempt its trade with Iran from sanctions. Guatemala's Congress passed a law to increase the jail sentence for women who have abortions unless their lives are in danger from 3 years to 10. The law also stops schools from teaching that gay sex is normal. A human rights ombudsman said it was unconstitutional. Turkey's president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, said that a visit by his Israeli counterpart, Isaac Herzog, had marked a turn for the better in relations between the countries. Turkey, he said, was ready to cooperate with Israel over energy. Yoon Suk-yeol, a conservative opposition candidate, won South Korea's presidential election, narrowly beating the ruling party's Lee Jae-myung. Results from the count in five state elections in India showed that the ruling Bharatiya Janata Party will retain control of Uttar Pradesh, the most populous state. But the Aam Aadmi Party, which opposes corruption, won an upset victory in Punjab.